Translation. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. So I said, that last sentence applies to me, because I'm not qualified to speak on Nityananda only. It's only by the mercy of Nityananda and that one can understand him. So before I say anything else, I like to read in glorification of Lord Nityananda. Sri Nityananda's Nadastaka by Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'll just read the English. It's only 8 lines. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of pure of devotional service, as he walks with the grace of a majestic elephant. His pure, splendid beauty shines like an full autumn moon. Though himself is absolute truth, he is maddened with pure love for Lord Hari. He smiles as he rolls his eyes in apparent intoxication. He carries a stick in his hand in the mood of a cowherd boy. And he breaks the power of the age of Kali. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He is the abode of the mellows of devotional service, and no one can be compared to him. He is the be-all and end-all of his devotees, and the husband of Vasudeva and Janava, to whom is more dear than life itself, because he is always maddened with pure love for Krishna. The foolish non-devotees cannot understand that he is the Supreme Person in Godhead himself. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of pure devotional service. He is very dear to the son of Sachidevi, and he is worshipped by the entire universe. Out of his great mercy, he chants the name of Lord Hari, thus rescuing the souls drowning in the age of Kali and crushing the pride of the repeated birth and death. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He said to Lord Caitanya, O brother, the people who are becoming infected by the sins of Kali Yuga, how will they atone for these sins? Please give them a way to easily approach you. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He went to every house in Bengal and raising his arms and said, O brother, if you please constantly chant the holy name of Lord Hari, if you do this, you will become free from the ocean of repeated death. Please give me this gift of your liberation. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He is the Agastya Muni, who forcibly swallows the ocean of repeated death. He is the rising full moon, a friend of the light night blooming lotuses. He expands the ocean of the saintly devotee's good fortune. He's the blazing sun who extinguishes the darkness of the community of demons. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He traveled on every path, dancing, singing the names of Lord Hari, describing his glories without considering his own interests. He was merciful to the people, and he cast upon them his merciful sidelong glance. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He fondly grasps his brother Lord Caitanya's soft and beautiful lotus hand and Together they wandered here and there, delighting the townspeople with their sweet beauty. They were both filled with bliss when they gazed upon each other's lotus faces. These 8 verses glorify Nityananda, are the abode of the mellows of devotional service. They are the wealth of the pure devotees expert at relishing these mellows. All the fallen conditioned souls can get liberation just by remembering them. These verses are very excellent, transcendental and unprecedented. May the 2 lotus feet of Lord Nityananda appear eternally in the hearts of those who read these verses and remember the Lord. Now I'd like to read a letter from Srila Prabhupada from the Krishna Kasatama Bindu magazine, email magazine. I forget what year it's describing. This letter is called Nityananda, Our Guru. The bona fide spiritual master always engages in unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this test he is known to be the direct manifestation of the Lord and a genuine representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The real Vedic philosophy is Achinta Veda Veda Tattva, which establishes everything to be simultaneously one and different from the Personality of Godhead. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami confirms this is the real position of the bona fide spiritual master, and says that one should always think of the spiritual master in terms of an intimate relationship with Mukunda, Sri Krishna in brackets. Sri Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha 2.13 has clearly defined that a pure devotee's observation of the spiritual master and Lord Shiva as one with the Personality of Godhead exists in terms of them being very dear to the Lord. Not identical with him in all respects. Following the footsteps of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Jiva Goswami, later acharyas like Sri Vaishnav Chakravarti Thakur has confirmed the same truths. In his prayers to the spiritual master, Srila Vaishnav Chakravarti confirms that all the revealed scriptures accept the spiritual master to be identical with the Personality of Godhead, because he is very dear and confidential servant of the Lord. Gaudiya Vaishnavas therefore worship Sri Gurudev, the spiritual master, in the light of his being the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In all ancient literatures of devotional service, and in the more recent songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaknot Thakur, and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered even one. Of confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or manifestation of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. Chaitanya-charitamrita Adi Leela 146 purport. As far as your questions are concerned, Nityananda is the principle of Guru. So Gurudev is the incarnation of Nityananda. Anyone strictly following the instruction of Guru is following Nityananda. The price one has to pay if he wants to become Krishna conscious, that he must dedicate himself to the order of the spiritual master, Mahatseva. If the spiritual master is pleased with the disciple, then the blessings of the guru will be there. This is the best way to become Krishna conscious. And Krishna is non-different from Nityananda. You may pray to Nityananda to help you become dedicated to the service of your guru. Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved artificially. You should approach Nityananda Prabhu through your spiritual master. Letter, 24th October 1976. So from that letter, we can understand that. Prabhupada clearly states that Lord Nityananda is part of, he's actually Guru Tattva, along with Lord Shiva. And I was reading the other day as well, but also Srimati Radharani, she's in charge of the inner circle of the spiritual master, because Srimati Radharani is the supreme guru. Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sisya. This is Krishna describing Radharani as his guru because of her prema. And so therefore we should not minimize the position of the spiritual master. The other day, Gaura Krishna speaking on Srivast Thakur, and I was thinking about this, and there's one pastime of Srivast Thakur that illustrates this point. After the meeting of Lord Nityananda and Lord Caitanya at Nandacharya's house, Lord Caitanya requested Srivas, please, can you look after Nityananda, my brother, at your house, accommodate him. So Srivas, he went. He said he agreed. Then later, the next morning, Gornitai were together, and Srivas first paid obeisances to Lord Caitanya, and then Nityananda. And Lord Caitanya was not very happy with this. He said, you do not know the position of my brother Nityananda. You don't know his position. And then later that night, Srivas had a dream on the position of Lord Nityananda as the guru of the universe. And then the next morning, when they came for the kirtan at Srivasangam, then Srivas first paid obeisances to Lord Nityananda, and then Lord Caitanya. And Lord Caitanya was very happy with this. He said, now you have recognized the position of my brother. So therefore we should not minimize the position of the spiritual master, because as Prabhupada said, he's the manifestation of, actually, he's the Chaita Guru. He's the manifestation of the Chaita Guru in the heart. And whatever we desire in the heart, Krishna will manifest through. And so therefore, we should never minimize the spiritual master. Now, when I was in doing service in Mayapur for three, four years, I was taking devotees on parikram. So one of the most frequent places I would go to outside of Mayapur was Sri Ekra Chakra Dham. And I must, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, I must have went there about 30 times. And to me, Ekra Chakra Dham is my Vrindavan. I haven't been to Vrindavan since 96. But because in Ekra Chakra Dham, everything is there, but Vrindavan is there. The Jamuna is there, Radha Kund is there, Shama Kund is there, and Govardhan Hill is there as well. Because we know Lord Nityananda, he exhibited amongst his cowherd boyfriends there, all the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Narsingadev, Krishna, and so on like this. He accepted all these pastimes. Now, so the first time I went there, now this place, it's so many wonderful, to go around Eka Chakra Dham, just the village itself, it takes about 2-3 hours. Because there's about 14 places to take darshan of and explain the pastimes there. So it takes about 3 hours. And then there's such wonderful places there, like Bukurtala, Pandavatala. But unfortunately, some places that have been lost. And one of them is Chandan Sarovar. After taking, generally when we go to Chakra, first place we go to is the Jamastan, Darshan of Lord Nityananda. And you turn left, you go around the path, and you see a rice field, paddy field. But when I first went there in 1994, it was just a dry field with a little bit of a small pool of water, maybe 1 meter by 18 inches. And it was yellow color. The water was yellow. And Brajanath Prabhu, who knows, Mayapur, they know Brajanath Prabhu, who took us around. And he was explaining, this is Chandan Sarovar, where in the summer, Mother Parmalati would put Chandan on the body of Lord Nityananda to keep him cool. And in the evening, would wash the Chandan off, and the remnants of that chandan will go in this field. And all that was, well, to our eyes at that time, was about a meter. And I thought, wow. Fortunately, I had a little bottle about this size on me. So I took some of the water and I drank it, and it tasted like chandan. And when I went back 2 years later, the farmers had drained it completely. And it's all you just see now is some paddy, some rice growing there. So unfortunately, that has disappeared. Hopefully, one day it'll manifest again. And places like this in Eka Chakra Dham, where you enter the village, and the people, the local people, they just say Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai. As in Vrindavan, they say Shri Radhe, and in Mayapur they say Jai Nimai. So then, in Eka Chakra Dham, that we know Nityananda, he appeared there. Actually, he was born there, because at Bukurtala, there's the samadhi umbilical cord. So this shows his birth was a natural, was a birth. It wasn't appearance, it was a birth. He took birth. And there's a little lake, small. It's called Indra Sarovar, where Lord Indra comes and says, he asks, he said, how can I serve you, Lord Nityananda? Because you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can I serve you? He said, I wish that I could have a little kund, so I can play with my cowherd boyfriends. So then Lord Indra manifested this small lake. It's about the size of this temple room, a bit wider. And this is where Nittai and his coward boyfriends, they would climb the trees and just jump off the trees about 15 foot, and jump in the water and play there. And at the same spot, this is why I said it's non-different from Vrindavan. There's a Krishna Balaram tree. You see, on the outside, you see a Bakul tree, but inside is a date tree growing inside. That's inside together. They're both together. You've got the bark of the body of the Bakul tree, and inside is the date tree. So this is the Krishna Balaram tree in Nekachakra. And this shows that this is non-different from Vrindavan. Also, as the other day I was hearing a lecture by Subhaj Maharaj, and also he says saying that same thing, because further up is what we call Huntaiga. In Bengali, they say Huntaigat, but in English, it's pronounced Huntaigat. It means, Huntai means, Hunter means elbow. It's where one day Lord Nityananda, he saw his mother cooking some dried foodstuffs for traveling. And so he said, "Mother, where are you going? Why are you cooking all this dry preparations for?" He said, "Oh, me and your father, Hadai Odia, we want to go and take bath in all the holy rivers. So therefore, we are leaving. And we're going." I said, "Mother, no, you don't have to go. They're here." I said, no, they're not. I'll show you later on. You just wait here." So then he goes to this place, and with his elbow on his knees, he goes like this, and a kund is there. It's about half the size of this temple room. And then on his knees, he requested all the holy rivers, "Please come. You know, Ganga, Jamuna, Govari, Saraswati, all the holy rivers, please come and enter here. So my mother and father don't have to leave this place." So then all the holy rivers, they enter here. And then he says, "Mother, Ma, please come. This is all the holy rivers have come here for you." So then every day, Mother Pamalati would take bath there, and with her husband, Hadai Odia. And there also, Nityananda and his cowherd boys' friends would take picnic there every day, lunchtime picnic. And so this is, of course, we know Krishna, Lord Nityananda, is non-different from Balaram. So every day, Balaram and Krishna Balaram would take a picnic lunch every day. So this is non-different from Vrindavan. And one of Lord Nityananda's closest cowherd boyfriends was Bunky Roy. Now Bunky Roy, his deity form is there in Ekachakra. And he's the form we see with our material vision, he's about 2 foot high, made of black wood, and he's bent in three places. We're big, and he's dressed not opulently, but the pujaris there, they dress him in the mood of a cowherd boy, with a flute and a rest, and besides, and on either one side is Vasoda, and the other side is Janava. Now the reason for this is the deity that Lord Nityananda entered to leave this material world. Now this deity was found floating in the Jamuna, in Eka Chakra. The pastime goes is that Bunky Roy, as the cowherd boy, one day he saw Hadai pundits, Hadai odias, workers, laborers, cutting jute in the fields. Now Hadai Pandit was quite a big landowner. And so his workers, his laborers were cutting jute. And it was a summer's day, a hot day. And of course the heat, and they were feeling a bit tired. So Bunky Roy, he said to them, "Now you sit down for some time, and then I will cut the jute for you, and then you can come back later on. Pardon me, after your rest." So the laborers, okay, so they wandered off and they took their rest. But the time they came back, Bunky Roy, he cut all the jute, all by himself. And then he called the workers. They called Hadai Pandit Mahapati. "Look at this boy here, this simple little cowherd boy. He cut all this jute all by himself. By this time, he held up the pile of jute over his head like this, on one finger, one little finger, and then the jute fell on top of him." And of course, everybody thinking, "My God, he's been, you know, he's going to be hurt for this big pile of jute on top of him." So they cleared the jute away, and he wasn't there. He disappeared. So then a little while later, a voice in the sky said, "In Eka Chakra I am Bunky Roy, but in Krishna, in Vrindavan, I am Krishna. And I have gone back to Vrindavan. But on the next Ekadashi, I will manifest. I have manifested myself in a deity form, and I will come down floating in the Jamuna." So on the next Ekadashi, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as a boy then, he went there, and at the place called Kadamakandi, that's where he went there, and floating down the Jamuna was this deity of Bunky Roy. And then Bunky Roy was brought out by Lord Nityananda, and then worshipped by Lord Nityananda. And that deity's there, so he's still there. And twice a year, they bring him out from the temple. One, I don't know the other day, but one of them, one on the days, he's brought out for everybody how close darshan that's on Gopaspami day. Well, they take him to what is near the temple of Bunky Roy. There's a banyan tree, and Bunky Roy used to take rest there. So the pujaris bring him out in procession, kirtan, and for about 2 hours, the local people can get as close, about 6 inches away from Bunky Roy, and offer him some boga and so on, and offer arti, and then after a couple of hours they take him back. Unfortunately, 1 year I went there and I didn't realize what day it was, and then the devotee, ISKCON devotees there, said, you should get there about 10:30. You'll get darshan of Bunky Roy close up, because they bring him out today. So the guests who were with me were very fortunate, and I was fortunate to close up to see Bunky Roy. And there also, just a little bit down on the left-hand side, is another small temple where Lord Nityananda, again, he saw his father and mother packing. His mother packing. And he said, "Mother, where are you going?" He said, "Oh, I want to go to Jagannath Puri for the Ratha Yatra." I said, "Mother, it's too far for you to go, by yourself." He said, "No, I want to go to Jagannath Ratha Yatra. No, nothing's going to stop me." So, "Mother, no, you stay here. I will bring Jagannath Baladev Subhadra here with you. I will bring Jagannath Baladev Subhadra here, so you don't have to go." So the Nishnanda, he went away, and he manifested these Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deities. So I said, now, "Mother, come, I will show you, Lord, at that time there was no Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deities in the village." And he said, "I have brought Jagannath here." And his mother said, no, "Where? Come on, I'll show you." So from that time, she used to also go and get darshan of Lord Jagannath. So Lishananda, he manifested these deities of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, which are slightly different than the ones in ISKCON. Generally, they're manifested in the light Jagannath in slightly different. They have a crown already put on, and they also celebrate, of course, the Jagannath Ratha Yatra in Eka Chakra as well, which is nice to go to, and then also on the altar is some other deities there as well. And also a wonderful thing of this that is, every time I used to go to Eka Chakra, the first time I went there, we're here in India of animals paying obeisances to the deities and so on like this. I've seen in Mayapur a few times. One time I was in Mayapur, and you go there now, you got in front of the courtyard, you got the security system barriers. But in the 90s, there was no such thing like that. So I was in the courtyard taking some pizza, and one dog was happy, his tail wagging up like a just, and he came in the courtyard. Sorry, it's all right. He came in and he stopped, and he looked at Lord Nisringadeva. As you see in Mayapur, you from the path, you can see deity of Lord Nisshingadev there. So he stopped and he came in. He came to the into the courtyard. He went to the steps. He didn't get, for some reason, they know they're not allowed in. So he paid there and he paid obeisances to Lord Nisshingadev. And he went again. Or she went. And so also in Eka Chakra, the first time I went, no, second time, sorry. We were at the Jagannath temple, as I call it. And when they offer the aarti, they do it traditionally as they do in Jagannath Puri. But the bajaris, there's two bajaris or some bajaris there, they got these little gongs and sticks, and they one bangs and then one, and then there's another bangs like that. So they bang it in unison, and they sing some kirtan with it. And as we're doing, as they started, one dog came round the corner, paid obeisances, and started howling with a tune, started singing with a tune. And then as soon as the aarti was finished, the dog ran away. So then I couldn't speak Bengali, but I spoke to I found one person in the village one local Eka Chakra Basi came who could speak English, and I said, can you ask the Bajari about this dog? He said, so he spoke to him in Bangla and said, yes, this dog comes every day. Every day he sings to Lord Jagannath and then he goes. No one knows where he comes from. No one knows. And every time I went there, the same thing happened. About 11:30, the dog would come for 10 minutes and pay obeisances first and then go. And then we have so much wonderful. Then the Bajari would offer us Jagannath sweet rice there. That's Mahavishad. And then we go from there to Bunky Roy Temple from there. Now, Nishinanda, we know that he was an avaduta, and he performed many pastimes, not just in Eka Chakra, also outside. And of course, he left Eka Chakra when he was 12 years old. We know that one sannyasi came to the village and asked the local, because the village is mainly cowherd people, vaishyas. And he said, I wish to stay at the house of a brahmana. And the only brahmana was Hari Odia. He said, oh, there's one brahmana there. You can stay at his house. So then this sannyasi, he stayed there for 3 or 4 days. And he was served by Lord Nityananda. So then, after 3 days, Lord the sannyasi said, I am leaving now. Thank you very much for your service. And then, like householders in those days, they would say, Maharaj, anything you want, I'll give you. Please ask. And no hesitation. And he said, are you sure? Prabhu, are you sure what you're saying? He said, yes, I'm positive. Okay. You know I'm a sannyasi and I'm traveling by myself. And I need a companion to travel with me. Now you promised me this. And I want your son, Nittai, to go with me. And of course, when he heard this, Hari Pandit, he was heartbroken. But he had to keep his word. So he went to speak to his wife, Mother Parmalati. He said, yes, you kept your word. You're in the same position as Maharaj Dasarath was when he was asked by to take Ram away to kill the demons at the Dagonara forest. So we have to let him go, even though it's going to be painful for us. So then news spread around that Nityananda was leaving, and the whole village was lamenting that Nityananda was going. And then they went. And Nityananda, he came to the border of the village, and he didn't even look back. He didn't even cry. He didn't lament that he was leaving his mother and father in the village. He just went with the sannyasi. And the sannyasi said, I will bring him back in a few weeks, a few months. But in fact, and then, of course, every day Hadai Pandit would be looking in the distance to see any young boy who was walking in the distance. And one day, one of the cowherd, his friends, said, "Is a young boy walking, coming?" And he looked, and he thought it was Nityananda, but it wasn't. It was some other boy. And eventually, Hadai Pandit and Mama Parvati left their body in separation from Lord Nityananda. Now, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it says, there's two scriptures, I couldn't find a reference to it, but I read it, that this sannyasi was Sankaranaya Puri Maharaj, who was, and that was the sannyas name of Vishwaroop. Now, some people disagree with this because they say, how can it be Vishwaroop? Because he was a young boy. But in those days, even today in the Madhva Sampradaya, they give sannyas to boys 11 years old. And also Madhva Acharya, he took sannyas about 11 years old. So it is possible that it is. And also Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, there's two scriptures confirming that it was Sankaranaya Puri, who was an expansion of, he's a sannyas name of Vishwaroop. Now it says also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Vishwaroop was actually, in Tattva, Vishwaroop was actually an expansion of Sankishan. And Sankishan is, of course, Nityananda. And so then, when Nityananda went with his sannyasi, some time later, this sannyasi merged into Nityananda. And then one of the pastimes lie, he's also shown that Lord Nityananda is the Chaitanya Guru, the Lord of the Heart. He is one time at Srivasangam, Mother Malini, the wife of Srivas Thakur, was cleaning Srivas's arti paraphernalia. So there's one bowl where he used to keep his ghee in. And there was a tree, and in the tree was a crow. Some reason, crows and rooks, and certain birds like magpies, crows and rooks, they're attracted by shiny things. So this crow came down from the tree, flew down and took the bowl and put it somewhere, then came back in the tree, to the tree. And of course, Mother Malini got a bit upset about this. He said, "Oh, my husband's going to get mad with me, you know, this." And she got a bit upset. And Nityananda was there, and was there to comfort her. He says, "You can't, you know, these things, you can't explain to your husband, you know. These things don't happen naturally. No, the crow took, he's going to still be angry with me. So don't worry. I'll get it back for you." So then he went to the tree, and he didn't He didn't request, he demanded, "Hey, you crow, bring back that pot." So the crow flew off and brought the pot back, or the bowl back. Now this is because he's the Chetaguru in the heart, the super soul, and of course we know we got a soul, so the super soul was communicating with the soul in that crow's body, and the crow could understand to bring that bowl back. Now also, go back to chakra, this, we know that Bhima, the Pandavas stayed there. So just outside Eka Chakra, there's about 20 kilometers, is a place called Koltishaw. This is the place where Bhima killed the Bakasura demon. Now, we know the Pandavas were there at the time of Krishna. So this, so you go there, the place where Bhima killed, it is, you go there. Now there's a small temple of Lord Shiva's there now. But there is on the floor is a piece of rock. But look, it looks like a rock. It's about this size of this table here. A little bit lighter. And it's actually bone. It's not a rock. It looks like a rock, but it's actually bone. And scientists have said it's bone. And this is the kneecap of Bakasura. So he can show you what size he was. And what size Bhima was as well. And then next, a bit further up on this side, on a raised platform, is Queen Kunti's dweep. You know what a dweep is, we offer Kartik. A stone, I think put it in Giwiks to offer. It's about this size, and this high, and it's so heavy. And it one time means about six devotees tried to lift it, and we couldn't even lift it. So this shows you that was in Krishna's time how big the people were in those days. So that's where, and also a little bit before that is the place where we call it Kuntalitala, the earring, the pastime with the earring, where there's a serpent, a snake was in a tree and was devouring anybody and everything that was coming near this tree, animals, human beings, and so on. And Lord Jinanda and Bunky Roy went there, that area, to see some uncle. And the locals said, "Now, please, don't go in that forest or that tree. There's a horrible snake eats." He said, "I'm not worried." He said, "I'm a Nagaraj. I am king of the snakes. I am an Antadev." So he says, "Hey, you snake, stop. What are you doing?" And he explains, you know, there's more history, Arjuna's history about this, anyway. So he says, "Arjuna said, I could eat anything and anybody that comes near me, this tree." He says, "Right, from today, you stop." Then the snake's heart said, "How am I going to survive?" He said, "You stop, and the local people will bring you so much milk and so much edibles that you'll never starve. In fact, you'll be giving it half of it away." So there now, you reside in this tree at the bottom of this tree. You reside in the hole of this tree at the bottom of the hole, at the bottom of this tree, a hole. And people will come and give you so much milk to drink, this and that. So the snake goes in there. So then Lord Shananda, he took his earring off. This is why you see him, pictures wearing his right earring. He took his left earring off. And then this earring expanded to the size of the hole. Now the hole is about 3 feet by, yeah, it's about 3 feet by, it's about a meter by a meter. And you go to that temple, the tree's not there no more, but the Bajari there is very nice, little Bajari there. You go there, and he'll take you in, he'll lift up the cover, because it's covered generally, and you can see the rock, or you can see in the rock, there's a like a white circle, a white line, the shape of an earring. And that's where Nityananda performed many other pastimes there. So I hope I glorified Lord Nityananda in the beginning and explained his position and some of his pastimes. And if there's any questions or disagreements or anything like that.